Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Here we go. Today's Savage or Sensible, being the first one to the free food table at work and taking as much as you want.
Who would do that?
Literally everyone. Detail this early on in the show in case you missed it. Let's get you caught up to speed.
Because I've got a goal.
On Friday was an incredible, incredible turn of events here at the radio station. The vending machine guy came, emptied out everything that was in the machines. They'd just kind of been there for the past few months. Drinks, snacks, everything you'd imagine. And instead of taking it with him, he thought, stuff's going to go bad. Not like tomorrow, but soon enough. So he left everything out on what's known as the free table. Every office has the free food table, right? It's the Bermuda Triangle of tables. Things go on there and they disappear. You could really put anything. It's not always just free food. A book, whatever. If it's on that table, it's designated as this is for free. And I was tipped off to this by our HR woman, Lori, who is delightful and came down and told me of this. And Breeze, I was like a kid on Christmas sprinting up the stairs. And I'm imagining what it's going to be like when I get up there, right? You're thinking an entire vending machine, two of them, emptied out onto a table. I thought there was going to be so much stuff. And then I got up there and there was more than I even imagined. It was incredible. I was truly Charlie in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Lori said, help yourself. Take as much as you want. Those were the words that were said to me. So I took that very literally and I took a lot of stuff. Now, I will point out, I took two full bags of things. One was the drinks and then one was of snacks. And two like Wegmans grocery bags, like the not the paper ones, but like the plastic ones. So good amount of stuff. If you tally it up, it honestly was probably like $50 worth of like vending machine stuff in reality. Now, despite what some other radio shows might be saying, slandering my name, I did not leave two Snickers bars. There was a lot of, in fact, I left a lot of stuff. There was plenty of stuff left. All right. Plenty of things were left there. But did I take more than others took? I would imagine, yes, probably. Now,
I mean, the way you're describing it, it seems very picked over. So.
No, I just told you there was a ton of stuff left.
You took all the good stuff.
No. In fact, I made it a point not to take, because there was multiple things of everything. I made it a point not to take the last of anything, right? I didn't want to be that guy. So I truly thought that I was going out of my way to be kind to my coworkers, knowing that they were going to get their pick of that too. But the fact that I was first, doesn't that mean that I get first pick? If it needed to be evenly distributed, then it should have been distributed into how many people are in here? Seven people are working in the building right now? Eight? I don't know. It should have been distributed in those bags. But instead, I was told, hey, take as much as you want. So
let's dive into why you were told first.
Okay.
Because
I still don't get why you're so mad about this. And I also don't know why you're attacking me because I'm liked.
No,
Like, what?
I mean,
what do you want me to do? Do you want me to be mean to her so she stops being nice to me?
No, I mean,
like, I just don't understand, like, your criticism. So Breezy thinks that I'm a kiss ass. And
but you are a kiss ass.
I'm a nice. I'm nice. I'm a nice person.
It's
I'm
just
sorry.
Annoying.
Did you
to
think,
see?
Do you think that? I in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, well, one day the vending machine guy is going to come and remove all of the things, so I better be nice to Lori.
Like, I mean, Lori does play favorites to you. And
okay,
why?
Okay, fine. Well, whatever. What do you want me to do about it? Sorry. That's out of my control. You can take that up with her.
I'm not going to take it up with her because she wouldn't even be in this position if it wasn't for you.
You're airing it out on the radio right now. So,
well, I mean, I think that's I think that plays a big role. I think every office has that one.
You might be having a
office kiss ass HR lady because she'll do things for you.
You might be having a weird, uncomfortable sit down with her soon after this conversation. And look, this is something I've been accused of my entire life. I was the teacher's pet. I'm the kiss ass.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just nice. I'm sorry. I'm just nice to people. It's not my
fault. It goes beyond that.
Do you think I have some sinister ulterior motive? Like, I'm doing that for the repercussions?
I didn't say it. You did.
I'm not. I'm just nice, and if people are nice to me,
it played in your favor yesterday or Friday or whatever day it was.
Okay. Why is that my fault, and why is that something that I should be ashamed of?
Because, Corey, the way you went about it, I mean, so you're sitting there. She's your favorite person in the building. It's very clear. It's very obvious for everyone who ever sees it in action.
Literally no one thinks this but you.
And
okay.
She tipped you off first before she told any other show. And you went up there and you took advantage of the situation.
Also, speculation. I don't know. She might have told TJ from the beat first. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's possible. But yeah, I took advantage of the situation. And I'm not ashamed of it. And anyone in my position would have done the same exact thing. If you were here, if our roles were reversed, you would have done the same exact thing as me. You would have been a kid in a candy store. You would have lost your mind from excitement. I was so excited about this. I FaceTimed my wife to show her. I FaceTimed
you. And she made you grab more stuff.
And she did. Again, why are you attacking me for that? How is that
have
my fault?
Have some self-control, Corey.
No. Breezy, I will completely admit that it was a bit of a blood in the water situation.
Very selfish.
I have like a shark. No, but did you hear what I was just saying before where I left things on purpose for other people? I didn't take the last of anything.
Okay, but
so how
you,
is that? So
but
how
you
is
literally
that selfish?
Just said that you loaded up two.
I did.
Wegmans.
There
bags.
Was that much stuff. Like you.
And there's two sides to every story, and I already heard the other side. And
liars.
They said that you left.
They're liars.
We're just going to chalk it up to their liars.
They are.
They're just liars.
Yes.
You don't agree with them, so they're liars.
No. I was
makes
there.
No sense.
I was there, and I saw it. There was so much stuff left. There was so much stuff left that there was stuff left yesterday. It went the entire weekend with a few more people coming in the building. All right. So don't try to paint me as I took literally everything. Now, after all of this, I wish I did to get this much backlash and crap for it. What I did was completely sensible, and anyone in my position would have done the same exact damn thing. And that's the long and short of it, Breeze.
But you're like such a nice guy, right? Why?
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't be thinking of others. Like,
do you really expect me to? Okay, I'm running up in between breaks on the show, and I'm going to divvy up all this stuff for everyone, and I'm going
to. I mean, you had enough time to fill two
and I'm gonna
Wegmans bags.
Deliver bags. I'm not a freaking delivery boy. That's not my
job.
But
you're like trying to talk about the fact that you were on a time crunch, but you had the time to go to your desk, get Wegmans bags that you're hoarding, which I think is still weird to this day, go back, load up, FaceTime your wife, have your wife grab stuff for you, have your wife tell you what to do, and then go back downstairs.
Well, you can accuse me of
listening to my wife.
Yeah. Hang on. 222-9800. We got Christine on the phone. Christine, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Savvy or Sensible being the first one to the free food table at work and taking as much as you'd like. What do you think?
Oh my God, it's totally savage.
What? Come on. Mm-hmm. Christine.
I'm listening to you, and I want to tell you to shut up.
Why?
Oh.
You would do something else? What would you have done in that? What would you have done in that situation? Again,
I would just take what I individually needed, not like to feed my entire family.
And there was Christine, you're not understanding the amount of stuff that was there. You don't understand. There was so much. There was hundreds and hundreds of dollars of vending machine stuff. If anything, I showed restraint. I should have taken
more. Okay, but what about the other seven people that
they got
in the
it.
Building?
Christine, did you hear when I just said there was stuff still yesterday? It made it through. And,
I mean, Christine, and, it was the bottom of the barrel.
And Christine, shut up, Breezy. You're not even here. You have no idea what you're talking about. And Christine, you don't know what it's like in a radio station. We are vultures.
No, I know.
We are vultures. I will tell you right now, I know in most offices that like food goes pretty quick. Here, it's insane. You wouldn't believe it. So if anything, by those standards, I showed incredible restraint.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't agree with you.
That's
and
fine.
I don't agree that there's favorites in the office either.
Oh.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, Breezy's big main point just debunked by Christine.
You don't believe that there's favorites in the office, Christine?
No. No.
Do you work here? Can you imagine?
No,
Christine,
believe-
you don't see the exchange. You don't understand. This person, our HR lady, Lori, she brings Corey snacks every single day. Does
That's
she ever bring
true.
Me anything?
You're
no.
so full of crap.
No, I'm not. She brings you pretzels every single week.
No,
a
she does
big
not.
Top
Absolutely
of pretzels.
Not. She gives me pretzels maybe every couple of months. Here's Christine, what you need to realize
no.
is Breezy over exaggerates literally everything.
The
You're not even
no.
here. You haven't been here since April or March.
I've seen the pretzels.
Oh, shut up. God. Christine, thank you for the phone call. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Corey has like three tubs at his desk right now, but
no,
he never gets any.
I'm actually all out. Thank God all those snacks were there for me to grab on Friday. This person responding to Breezy attacking me, saying that I am a kiss ass just because I'm nice to our HR lady who may have tipped me off first that this was happening. This person says, sensible, kiss asses for life, Corey.
You are a kiss ass.
I'm not, but like, I'm not a, you keep saying that.
Okay, but
I don't
like,
know if you're trying to shame me, but I'm not nice to people because I want stuff from them.
Well, it definitely helps you down the road. I mean, look at the situation we're in right now. This text right now is savage.
Hold on. You think I could have predicted that this was going to happen? If that's the case.
I mean, you did one nice thing for our HR lady. And
that's not true.
Now
I'm
you,
always nice. I'm
and
always
now
nice.
You get unlimited pretzel supply,
you know,
unlimited snack supply.
Let's get to the real reason at hand of why you're upset and why some coworkers on another show were attacking me yesterday. Using up their airwaves to go after me. It's jealousy, Breeze. Just admit it. It's jealous because you wish you were in my position. That's what it comes
down to. I really don't.
You
honestly.
Don't?
Because if I was in your position, I'd definitely be doing it differently. That's
lies.
For damn sure.
Lies.
No,
Breeze.
Not lies.
You prove on a daily basis there's a lot of selfishness in you, too. There's a lot of selfishness in all of us, but there's a lot of selfishness in you,
I don't know what
you
you're
too.
Talking about. I'm a kind-hearted 26-year-old.
585-222-9800.
Okay.
If you'd like to chime in on that
while we're on the text line.
Yeah.
Can I read this text now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Savage, but I would have done the exact same thing. Not everything in life is fair.
Yes!
Snooze, you lose.
Yes, thank you.
But for the snooze, you lose. Like, no one's snoozing. They just didn't have a fair shot of even knowing anything was up there. Because guess who was the first told?
There's,
the kiss ass.
Breezy, there's an advantage to being first. This is America, for God's sake. We're the land of trying to be first and wanting to be first. There's advantages that come with that. I'm not going to apologize that I was there first and got first pick. There's nothing
I'm
wrong.
Not going to apologize that I was there first, loaded up two full Wegmans bags,
left
one of each of everything
That's
for everyone
true.
Else.
Again, you are misrepresenting.
You literally just said that you left one of each for everyone.
And I said I didn't take all of everything. There was multiple things there.
Oh, what a hero. What a hero.
Yeah. Be more bitter about it. You smell that? Oh, rakes of jealousy. Ugh,
I'm fine. I just
You sound fine. You really sound fine. Tell me more how fine you are.
I will defend my coworkers who actually thought of me.
What?
Who thought of me?
Oh. Did they stop at your house and bring you anything?
No, they didn't because
weird.
There was nothing to bring. Because you already took everything.
They walked out of here with bags as well. Don't let them fool you, Breeze.
One of the first things that was asked when we were talking about this was, did he bring you any?
Why?
Were you thought of it all?
Should I?
No,
hold on,
I wasn't.
Hold on. Let me
I wasn't thought of.
Let's address this. Would it have been a nice thing to do? Sure. Was I obligated to do it? Absolutely not. I don't think so.
But it's like, but I don't
why?
Understand.
You did nothing. Like, you didn't do anything. You weren't here.
But I don't understand.
Why
you were coming to my house anyway. You
I
were...
didn't come to your house.
Okay. You didn't come to my house yesterday?
I didn't come to your house on Friday when this happened, when I
okay,
had all
sorry,
this stuff.
You brought something home for me and you could have taped it to the box.
What?
When you know there was so much other stuff up there.
I'm not
you could
obligated.
Have grabbed something
I
for me.
I am not obligated. I'm 100% not
okay,
obligated.
Then I'm not obligated to do anything for you ever again.
Fine! When do you do nice things for me?
I do nice things for you all the time!
When's the last time?
When's the last time you did something nice for me?
On your birthday, I got all those people to say nice things
about
you.
Okay, on your birthday, I got all those people to say those nice things about you, too. And that was before mine.
How unoriginal. Let's go with some more of the texts here. Some more people saying, Shay, I'm trying to get mine before the dirty hand people dig in. You have attacked.
Oh, so now so now you're better than everyone else.
You have attacked Duffy on CMF for the whole non-hand washing thing just recently. In fact, I defended him.
He doesn't.
Him on
it's
that.
A fact. He doesn't wash his hands.
I don't know anymore, but okay, interesting. Francine, sensible. Just don't make a pig out of yourself. I guess that's debatable.
I mean, 2 Wegmans bags. I don't know if that qualifies. I don't know what anyone's qualification of a pig is,
yeah,
or greed.
It's very
but
subjective.
I would say even 1 Wegmans bag would be too much.
Okay, please. If you were here and you were in my position, you would have done the same exact thing, if not more.
I don't
think
I would have. Yeah. Also, I think it's kind of selfish and lame because, like I said, there's only 8 people in the 7-8 people in the studio.
That's right. That's why I took so much stuff, because there was only so many people to go and get things. And I loved a bunch. This texter, definitely not obligated to bring DeBreezy. Thank you. Like, why are you trying to make me feel bad about that? Could I have? Yes. Should I have? No.
But it wouldn't have been any skin off your back, because there was something.
True.
There was already an exchange being made.
I didn't even see you this weekend.
It doesn't matter. I still got stuff from you. I asked you to bring me the stuff home that I can't enter the building or I'll
get
fired.
And I did, and I brought that back. You're welcome, by the way. Not a thank you for that. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I had to go retrieve it from you.
Yeah?
I had to go track it down from you.
I'm not your delivery boy.
You know what, Corey? I don't want to hear it. If you needed a favor from me, I would do it for you, because I'm a good friend.
You never even asked me to bring you anything. There's also that. Another Alyssa texting in. Come on, Breezy. First come, first serve. LOL. I say sensible. Alyssa, thank you.
All right. Well, I mean, if everyone had that mentality, there would be nothing left for anyone else. I don't understand that.
Not true, because there was things that were still left. Whatever. Let's go to the poll. 98pxy.com. Thank you for voting. You can always vote there for Savage or Sensible. Being the first one to the free food table at work and taking as much as you want. Yeah, but you did the same damn thing, and you know it deep inside. You know it. Know it. 71% of the people voting say
Savagery.
Outside of this right now, I don't care. I regret absolutely nothing.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.